Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way. Christina's in Boston.
All you girls of the village, you girls of the town, it's a long time, it's a very long time for a man who's been logging. Out on his own, out on his own, where the whiskey jack's whistling so cheerful and free, in the land of the muskeg and the shining birch tree, and the shining birch tree. Well, it's all very well in the full of the day, when there's no time, not very much time, for a man to be dwelling on things that don't pay, things that don't pay, where the rapids are rushing so wild and free, in the land of the muskeg and the shining birch tree, and the shining birch tree. But in the cool of the evening, when the camp settles down, and it's so cold, it's so very cold, and old Rory Bory keeps shifting around, shifting around, that you think about all the warm lips and the laughter so free, in the land of the muskeg and the shining birch tree, and the shining birch tree. Come the in-between season, it's the freeze after thaw, and it's let's go, hey look out, let's go, and we're off for a time with the gals of the town, the gals of the town. He's a popular fellow when his money flows free, in the land of the muskeg and the shining birch tree, and the shining birch tree. But when the huskies are howling and the cold winter's dawn, it's then we recall, oh how we recall, that we spent all our cash in the saloons of the town, saloons of the town. So boys, save your money, it's don't be like me, in the land of the muskeg and the shining birch tree, and the shining birch tree. All you girls of the village, all you girls of the town, it's a long time, it's a very long time for a man who's been logging, been out on his own, out on his own, where the whiskey jack's whistling so cheerful and free, in the land of the muskeg and the shining birch tree, and the shining birch tree.
Oh, Mr. Art Theme, Mr. Art Theme, from his album The Wilderness Road on Folk Legacy Records, came out in the early 90s, and it's a good album, maybe the late 80s, came out on vinyl, and now it's on CD. Virtually all of that wonderful folk legacy stuff, those old Gordon Bach albums and that first Gene Redpath album, and oh my goodness, Bob Zent's first albums and Bill Stain's first albums. Archie Fisher, The Man with a Rhyme, these wonderful, wonderful masterpieces, all those new Golden Rings albums, all but nine of the original Folk Legacy catalog are out on CD now. For those of you who are into the CD, the Folk Legacy vinyl is pretty good quality vinyl as well. And if you do manage to find the vinyl, they're wonderful notes. But that Folk Legacy stuff is just incredible. And it's neat to go back and hear that material and Art Theme's Wilderness Road album, as well as That's the Ticket, as well as the Chicago Town to Town, whatever that is, live album. Those are all Folk Legacy releases. Oh, some wonderful, wonderful stuff. Harry Tuft and there's a John Roberts, Tony Baran album of Supernatural songs. And oh my goodness. And they're all available on CD on Folk Legacy now. Folk Legacy Records out of Sharon, Connecticut. Sharon, Connecticut. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Maher. This is Inland Folk. This is the first Inland Folk for the year of 2016. How about that? 2016. When I first started the show back in 1982, in June of 1982, I never, ever, ever thought that I would be saying on Inland Folk the first week in January of 2016. It was folk programming. Folk programming doesn't last very long on the average. We don't make it. But because I have such good listeners and everybody sends out emails and goes to the archives and all this kind of thing, and they acknowledge that the program exists to the right people, we still manage to make it work. We manage to have wonderful, wonderful people that I actually, in the holiday show, should have mentioned that have helped over the years with the playlists and the people like Jesse Jacobs here in Northwest Public Radio and Marie Glenn and Un Jung Shin and Amanda Cully and Chris Stortle and Caitlin Bailey and all those people who over the years have taken of their time to do the playlists and do all this stuff to help me make a show that at least sounds somewhat plausible. That's pretty cool. And we have another whole year to make it all rock and roll. And the only thing that sometimes we disrupt from the status quo are occasionally some fundraising things and all that kind of thing. And even now on the weekend program, we don't even do that. So there you go. Anyway, that was Art Theme, and we will play Art Theme material up until the anniversary of his death in mid-May of this year. So there you go. Art Theme from the Midwest, who was such a great authoritarian on Midwest folk music and folk music in general. And again, I've always called him the real deal. And he was. The Ducks. The Ducks are going to be here on March the 4th. They're going to be in Pullman at the Jones Theater in Dagge Hall. Tickets are available at Tickets West. And we'll hear a lot of the Ducks. The Ducks are so well worth seeing. Yes, they are. And I'll show you why right now. Are we ready? Here we go.
But it was not the place to be. So can't stop. Avec l'esprit de Louisiane, oh je viens des grands prairies de Manitoba. Oh la langue est toute la même, mais la culture un petit peu différente. Oh c'est toute une grande famille, je chante pour toi, je chante pour moi.
If they shoot me down, just shut me down. Ooh, take my place. If they bring an army into this town. Ooh, take my place. If they rule this land and silence me. When I'm laid out with injury, when my words won't matter anymore, who will take my place? Revolution, you are not my own. There are flowers painted on these stones. Ooh, take my place. When the silence of oppression dies, overheard beyond the battle cries, are the words of final compromise. Take my place. world's an empty creaking floor. Ooh, will take my place. If they rule this land and silence me, when I played out with injury, when my words won't matter anymore. Take my place.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. That's Rich Osborne from his album Freehand, Singing in the Blood. Kind of rugga style, Indian feel to it, wasn't it? Interesting stuff. Going to the Beach House before that same album, Rich Osborne on 12 string. And it is kind of rugga style, if you want to look at it that way. Rugga as in those selections from India that have a kind of a thematic feel to them. We also heard The Ducks, Who'll Take My Place, and the river, Down by the River, Up by the River, Through the River, Over the River, and Through the Woods. Anyway, it was called it from their album Migration. And we're going to hear a little more from The Ducks before we leave them. And The Ducks will be in concert at the Jones Theater in Dagge Hall on March the 4th. Put that on your calendar right now. As long as you're doing something, on March the 4th, put it in your calendar and go see that. It is such an incredible opportunity to have The Ducks in our neck of the woods. You know, we have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're going to be back for lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by listeners like you and by Howard Hughes Appliance, TV, and Sleep Shop, offering Bosch dishwashers designed to reduce noise and available with a third rack for cutlery and utensils. Displayed in the Howard Hughes showroom, open Monday through Saturday on the Pullman Road in Moscow.
You'll see sunshine today, but there is a possibility of some scattered snow flurries. A high in Pullman of 22, Lewiston 26. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the teens, down to about 13 in Pullman. For tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of afternoon snow. It'll warm up, though, highs in the low to mid-30s.
Oh, who will plow the fields all day? And who will thresh the corn? Who will tend the sheep now and see them neatly shorn? The stack that's in the haggard unthrashed, it may remain. Now that Johnny's gone a thrashing all in the wars in Spain. The girls from the barn oak in sorrow may retire, and the piper with his bellows may go home and blow the fire. For Johnny, lovely Johnny, is sailing o'er the main, along with the other patriots to fight the King of Spain.
I'll choose you for a partner. Come walk along with me. Oh, I would not marry a blacksmith. He smuts his nose and gin. I'd rather marry a soldier boy that marches in the wind. Soldier boy, a soldier boy, a soldier boy for me. If ever I get married, a soldier's wife I'll be. If ever I get married, a soldier's wife I'll be. No, I would not marry a doctor, they're always killing the sick. I'd rather marry a soldier boy that marches double quick. Soldier boy, soldier boy, soldier boy for me. If ever I get married, a soldier's wife I'll be.
Oh my goodness me, that was Lydia McCauley. Lydia McCauley, who works with modern jazz and classical folks and creates and also works in Celtic music and does some pretty amazing stuff and uses all kinds of different musical nuances. She's been around for a long, long time. She has a winter album out and a bunch of different albums that stylistically are very different from each other. And she works with some of the finest musicians in the world. Actually, Lydia McCauley. And occasionally you'll still see her name. She does concerts in the West Side, generally in the Bellingham area. But she's doing stuff far afield now, is Lydia McCauley. We heard The Soldier Boy from this album, Foreign Lander. And we also heard Margaret's Waltz, kind of a cool version of Margaret's Waltz. I remember Brian McNeil's version of that with the original Battlefield Band way, 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 way back in the late 70s. And yeah, we also heard a bunch of stuff from the Ducks again, and just some longer songs and tunes. And there was more of a Celtic influence. We heard them with the Cajun style, and they do the French-Canadian thing. And they also did a Newfoundlander reel, and they did... And then they do a lot of different things, the Ducks. They're a Canadian group primarily, but their singer comes from New York and worked and lived in areas where she heard a lot of gospel and a lot of more urban music. And they've combined all of that and created this amazing sound. The Ducks, going to be at the Jones Theater in Dagge Hall on March the 4th. Put it on your calendar now. We're not going to belabor the point because then people forget. March the 4th for the Ducks. And your tickets are available at Tickets West. You can get them at 1-800-325-SEAT. That's 1-800-325-SEAT. All righty. Speaking of Bellingham, I think that's where Mike Hoberman lives now. And Mike and Olivia Hoberman put out an album. Olivia's his daughter. Put on an album about 7 or 8 years back. And this is a cut from that album. Here we go. Mike and Olivia Hoberman.
timber about 100 years ago. Sawmills and schoolhouse, churches and a store. Hard-working families and children by the score. Oh, up in Teakin Country, 60 years ago, horses pulled the farmer's plow and field by my home. Saturday night in the kitchen, we danced till dawn. Closed in the 30s, the tractors took the land. They could plow more ground than 5-horse team, a mold board and a man. No work for the children, no need for them to stay. Like the snow that blows in a Teakin storm, they scattered far away. But up in Teakin country, 60 years ago, horses pulled the farmer's plow and field by my home. Saturday
goodness, Richard Crean kicking it on the fiddle there. Mike Hoberman on the mandolin, Livy on guitar, Will in the Garden, Teakin, and Will in the Garden, which of course is named, Will is Mike Hoberman's son. Will's got to be, I was around when he was born. Anyway, they're in Bellingham, the Hobermans now, and I don't know just where all that's going. They've spent a lot of time. I know Olivia's done some scholarships and things over and done some things over in England, over at Oxford, doing some things like that. Mike Hoberman, I remember back when he played his first coffee house gig at the University of Idaho in about 1981. 80-81, Mike Hoberman. Amazing mandolin player and a good guitar player. Just a good guy. Real good guy. Been in a bunch of bands and he's just fun to work with. He was actually with the band Wanigan, the bluegrass band Wanigan, before he left town. And that was when they sounded really, really good. And they're still writing good stuff, Wanigan are. Yes, indeed. The Rankin family in the background. Meaning that this is the tail end of the first hour of the show. Amanda Cully doing the playlists and looking up stuff. Looking up cats and things. Because it's interesting. Alrighty. If you want to email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. And I'll get back to you sooner than later. 509-332-5047. I'm never home, especially when I have a cell phone. I never answer that either. Remember we used to get cell phones because we weren't at home? And now we put voicemails on them and just tell them we're not available. Isn't that something? Wow, what do you do when there's no more cell phones? That technology gets to the point where you don't even have to do anything. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We'll be back for lots more stuff. You hang on. This is our first show of 2016.
Morun gaudilos nocte munau, patiumi.